Well, this morning I am thankful for the hope of the gospel.
Yes, amen.
I'm thankful today that the gospel is a gospel that reaches and applies to every single person. Regardless of where you are today, the circumstances of life that you may be in, failures that may have defined your life in the past, failures that may await, the gospel is a message of hope.
Yes, it is.
And it is a message that extends to every single one of us today. And I am so very thankful for that. No one is left out. I'd like to read a passage in the 18th chapter of Jeremiah this morning. Appreciate an interest in your prayers. Jeremiah 18th chapter, the first verse says, "The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it." Do you ever feel empty in life? Do you ever feel at a loss? Less than adequate? Hopeless? Maybe marred. You know, we live in a world this morning that is full of trouble, disappointment, heartache, many challenges. A lot of times one of the greatest challenges is ourselves. But this morning, regardless of where you may find yourself, discouraged, feeling low, feeling like there is no solution to your particular need in life, not sure what tomorrow may look like, I want to encourage you this morning to arise and go to the potter's house.
Yes, amen.
Because the potter, the master, has a solution that is personalized just for you.
Yes, amen.
Oh, I know. The enemy is so quick to come along so often and maybe tell us, you know, you've tried that before. You've heard that message before. How did it work out for you? You know, you failed before. Sometimes the enemy likes to make us feel like we're relegated to the second-class Christian row, the JV Christian team. And that's a lie of the enemy, but he likes to cause us to think that. And sometimes we can feel like that our circumstances of life are unique to ourselves, and that the solutions that are out there just doesn't quite apply to what I'm facing. And sometimes we can get in the place where we believe in God. We didn't lose our faith in God. We just feel like there's no real solution that's out ahead to meet the need that maybe we have struggled with for a long time. You hear what I'm saying this morning? Because this is real life. This is what our journey entails. But sometimes I think that's where the Lord wants to get us. Sometimes I think that the Lord wants to get us in that place where we just get to the bottom and we just have no solution on our own. Where we're feeling desperate. Because I think sometimes when we get there, we're right on the threshold of the storehouse of heaven opening. And something so very special that God has for you, with your name on it, that He wants to spring forth at the right time. My exhortation this morning, yea, the exhortation from the Lord this morning, is to arise and go to the potter's house. The potter is one that can take clay that has been marred, and sometimes maybe we take a left when the Lord wants us to go right, and He was trying to work with us and we've fallen and we stumbled and we've come short of the grace of God, and maybe the enemy's telling us that's why there's no solution for you, because it's your fault. And yet we serve a God this morning that when those sorts of things happen in our life, oh, there is yet hope. Because the potter is one that doesn't discard and throw away, but the Scripture says that He takes it and remakes. Remakes it. Reworks it. And the Lord wants to do that for us, I believe, this morning. The Scripture says that it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. It says they're new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. Lamentations 3 and 22. They are new every morning. God is a God with fresh personal anointing. Listen to the 43rd chapter of Isaiah. Isaiah 43, verse 1 says, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and He that formed thee, O Israel, fear not." Have you ever been afraid? "Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name." Do you know that the Lord knows your name this morning? "I've called thee not by a congregation, not by a city. I have called thee by thy name." I know who you are. I know where you are. I know the needs that you have. And I'm calling by your name and social security number and birth date. I know who you are. I'm not confused. It's not somebody else. It's you. Have you ever heard someone's name called for something special, or they point out to you and you're trying to figure out if it was really you or not? And it's like, no, you, I'm talking to you. The Lord is calling you by your name.
Yes, He is.
"Thou art mine." You're mine. Isn't that a blessing and a comfort to know that God today, in the needs that we face in life, that He calls us by our name and He has a message for us?
Yes.
I want you to know that you're mine.
Thank you.
You're not forsaken. "When thou passest through the waters, I'll be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior." Verse 4 says, "Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee." Verse 18, get a hold of this. "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." I want to encourage you with the hope this morning that is based on reality, a hope on the promise of God's Word that He would do a new thing. A new thing. He would spring it said, upon us. We didn't see it coming. Why is it that new things Why is it that there's something special about new things? Well, one thing is they've never failed yet. You know, when something's new, it hasn't yet failed. And if you want the greatest promise of success, maybe you don't go get something that's been used in for somebody else's purposes and you don't know really how it's handled. You get something new because it's personal. It's yours. No one else has had it before. It has the promise of being new and it works. And so what is he talking about here when he said, "Behold, I will do a new thing"? Why is that needed? Well, again, have you ever felt like you were in a desperate situation with no answer at hand? Haven't you been there? Don't we face that in life where we come across things? We know the promises of God and we've read the scriptures and we come to church and we hear maybe the testimonies of others, but sometimes it just seems like we have this situation and circumstances that just the solutions that everybody else offers up, maybe it just doesn't apply to us. And maybe solutions of the past don't work and the present and maybe we've looked into the troubleshooting guides that are out there. Have you ever had an appliance at home that fails on you and you think, wait a minute, I don't know what's wrong with it, but didn't we keep the owner's manual? Yeah, I think it's stuck up there in the attic somewhere. Go get the owner's manual. I think there's supposed to be a troubleshooting guide in there. Let's go get that and check that out and see if maybe that's got the answer. So we go get and sure enough, we still got it, and you start to breathe a sigh of relief. Got the owner's manual. It's got a troubleshooting guide in it. Maybe it has the answer of what I need. And so you turn to the troubleshooting guide full of hope. And you begin reading. Cycle the power. Unplug and replug it in. Make sure the door is closed. And if it gets real deep, it might tell you to check the fuse. Close the troubleshooting guide. You know, sometimes that's how we feel. Sometimes we have hope. Somebody might say, "You know what? I hear what you're saying. I had a situation kind of like that one time, and here's what I did." And you start to think, "Hey, maybe this is the answer." Only to listen and find out that's not the answer. Still haven't found the keys to the solution of the problem that you have. Maybe not much to hope in, but I have good news this morning. The scripture tells us that the Lord said He would do a new thing, a custom creator. The Lord said to Isaiah, "Consider an option outside of the former things." Consider an option outside of the things that existed before. Don't remember the former things. Don't consider the things of old, but prepare to do for a miraculous new thing to take place. A way in your wilderness. Rivers in your desert. A thing that before appeared impossible. In fact, something that may never have crossed your mind as a solution. He's God. The scripture says, "My ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts." Folks, God's ways go beyond our intellect, our capacity to think. And I want to say this morning, I stand in need of new things, new answers, new solutions. I stand in need today of something that maybe just hasn't been applied to everybody else. I do have my own life. I do have circumstances that are affecting me that maybe nobody else knows about. And I stand in need of something new from Jesus Christ. And He's promised to do that for us. I was thinking of Jehoshaphat. You know, sometimes we can be discouraged because it seems like the multitudes are coming against us and we're facing a battle that's impossible to face. And the Ammonites came against King Jehoshaphat, and he looked out there and he saw that their numbers were more than his numbers. And the Lord came along and He said, "Listen, don't be dismayed. by reason of their numbers. He said, this is my battle. I've got this one. The Lord told them, I got this battle. It's not yours. This battle, this time, is mine. But he told them, he said, I want you to go out there and I want you to stand before them. You go out to battle and stand and see the salvation of God. They still had to go face the battle. Folks, the Lord never said that as Christians that we weren't going to face battles.
Right.
He never said that we weren't going to have hard places in life that we are going to have to face. He never said that our hearts were going to hurt and cry because of things that we face in life. He never promised that. He has exhorted us, you're going to have to go out there and you're going to have to face the battle. You're going to have to stand before the multitude that's out there. But the Lord told him, but this is my battle. You go out there and you be of good courage and see the salvation of the Lord. And they went out there in faith. And the Lord did a new thing. Because when they were out there and facing the battle, it said when they began to sing and praise the Lord, what happened? The Lord sent ambushments against the enemy. And they began to destroy themselves out there. Why would they ever have thought that that was an option of deliverance? They were the ones that were going to be attacked, not the others, and yet they went out there, never crossed their mind this is what could happen. But that's what happened. Right. Folks, this morning the Lord wants us to be of good courage. Don't be dismayed by reason of the multitudes. Don't be dismayed because of the battles that are bigger than what you're able to handle on your own. Because we serve God. And He wants us to have our eyes open to the fact that He is a God that has power that is greater than our power. And many times, folks, He has already gone before us. And He has protected us in ways that we don't see and that we don't understand. You remember when Elisha was surrounded and his servant looked out the window and he saw all of the enemy surrounding him and he was afraid. And Elisha said, Lord, open his eyes that he might see. And he opened his eyes and he looked again and there was a host of angels circled around about them, protecting them. They were there all along. Folks, the Lord has power. He has a will to help us when we can't see it ourselves. I believe that, strong men, when they want to establish their strength, they're not interested in moving light things. If a strong man wants to show he's strong, he's not going to pick up a pail of water and move it to try to impress the crowd. He's going to do some big things. He's going to move some things that no one thought could be moved. God is a big God this morning. The Lord is a God, I believe, that relishes coming along when we have a need that we can't handle on our own. And He steps in and He moves it in ways we never believed possible. He changes our heart. He changes our outlook. He gives us a fresh anointing of joy that we didn't think existed. In the time of loss sometimes, the Lord can come in and spring upon us something new and wonderful and life-giving and move mountains that we never thought were possible to be moved. That is the God that we serve. Do you find yourself in life this morning? A place in your life where perhaps you're empty? Where you've thought about this before and you thought, there's no hope for me in this place. It's a mountain that just doesn't seem like it can ever be moved. And the enemy is so good at telling us that you're unique. I'm going to say that again.
Yes, he does.
He likes to come along and whisper in your ear, well, you got a unique problem that nobody else has. And it's wonderful that everybody else is blessed. Just go to prayer meeting and you'll see what everybody else is feeling, the blessings. But you got a little problem in your own life that most of this doesn't really apply to. You got a unique situation. You can still be a Christian, but you just buck it up. and go through it, because you're going to have to carry that load on your own. There's no solution for the problems that you have. That is a lie of the devil. The Lord God today, no matter what you're facing, He has a special new spiritual awakening of power and peace and victory that He wants us to be able to participate in and experience and enjoy. Do you believe that this morning? I want to read you something in the 41st chapter of Isaiah. In the 9th verse, He said, "I have chosen thee." Here it is again. "I've chosen you and not cast thee away." I haven't cast you away. You don't have a problem that's on the shelf that is an untouchable. I haven't cast you away. I've chosen you. I haven't cast you away. "Fear thou not, for I'm with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Verse 13, "For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee." Verse 17, "When the poor and the needy seek water, and you look around and there's no water to be found, and their tongue faileth for thirst." Have you ever been there? Thirsty, no water. You're just going to have to deal with this thirst for the rest of my life. "I, the Lord God, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open up rivers in high places, fountains in the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar and the shedar tree and the myrtle and the oil tree." They don't belong there. They're not supposed to grow there. It's a desert place, but the Lord is God, and He can make things grow and flourish in places we look at and say, "No way that's possible." It is with God. He's the Creator. He's the God of everything. He knows how to do it. He can put it together. "I will set in the desert the fir tree and the pine and the box tree together." Why? "That they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created this." You think this doesn't apply to you? Think again. The psalmist David said, "Wait on the Lord and be of good courage." Wait, I say, on the Lord. Sometimes we have to do that. Sometimes we have to wait. But the Lord has promised that He has a new thing that He will do for us. And while you're waiting, remember the verses in the 35th chapter of Isaiah that says to them, that says to the people that are waiting, "Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart." Are you of a fearful heart this morning? You feel fear today? You feel down? Are you here, but is your spirit at a low ebb? Sometimes we can put on our church smile. Put on our church clothes, comb our hair, put on a smile as best as we can, and we come to church and we go through the process. We sing the songs and we're here and we go home. Sometimes we come and we have great needs in our hearts.
Yes.
And we feel empty. Sometimes we go away empty. We begin to become fearful that we're stuck with that. Listen to what this says. "Behold, your God will come with a vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing, for in the wilderness shall waters break out and streams in the desert, and the parched ground." You ever feel parched? Wondering when the rain's going to come next? "And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes, and a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. And the unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. This can cover all of us.
Yes, amen.
New heart, new life, new interests, old things passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You say, well, how can that be? Because the Lord has meat that you don't know anything about. That's how. The disciples came to God, to Jesus one time, and they were all hungry, and they had gone to the store, and they had gotten food like they thought food was supposed to look like. And they brought it back to the Lord, and they said, here, eat. And He said, I've got meat that you don't know anything about. I've got a way to fill you up in ways that you had never considered before. God has meat for us that we don't know anything about. Have you ever gone to eat somewhere and they pull out a special dish? It's a surprise dish. The Lord sometimes has some surprise dishes for us. Meat, sustenance, help, victory, a new thing that He'll spring on us sometimes when we don't expect it. May God help us be of good courage today. Yes, we're not going to always understand the way ahead. And we won't. But be willing today, this morning, be willing to go in faith. Be willing to go ahead and pursue that you know is right to do and commit the rest to the Lord. I remember one time I was struggling to get a hold of a message for Sunday, and the Sunday kept getting closer and closer, and I was starting to feel desperate. And I was driving home from work one day, and the Lord just dropped, and this is not common at all for me. In fact, I don't know if He's ever done this. He just dropped Mark 16:4. That was it. Mark 16:4. And I couldn't wait to get my Bible open to find out what Mark 16:4 said. Mark 16:4 said, and when they looked, they saw that the stone was already rolled away, for it was very great. Oh, listen, Mary and Martha, they were in a place where they were feeling down and they were feeling discouraged, and they felt like that hope was gone and their Lord had been crucified and He had been put away in a tomb, and the only thing they knew to do that would be good was to go bring spices to the Lord. And so they got up early in the morning and they got their stuff together and they took off for the tomb. And on their way to the tomb, one of them said to the other, wait, but how are we going to roll the stone away? How are we going to get to the Lord? Because the stone is great. But when they got to the tomb, when they went in faith, when they went ahead and did what they knew to do was right, when they got there, the Scripture said that the stone, when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. It was bigger than what they could have rolled away on their own. Listen, the Lord will help you get into the potter's house if you will just go in faith and humble yourself.
Yes, amen.
And look to Him. Listen, this morning you may say, how can this apply to me? What must I do to experience this new thing for the stones of the big stone of discouragement and maybe disillusionment and discouragement and loss and tattered relationships and maybe family issues that are weighing you down and maybe loss and maybe a security that's not there that you'd like to be there and you just see a fog ahead. How can we go forth and experience that stone that we can't move on our own? How do we get it to move out of the way? How does this apply to me? You know that there is practical application to the gospel. There is more to it than just saying, well, just go in faith. Well, how do I go in faith? What do? You may say. It sounds like a good message, preacher, but what is it that when I go out those back doors that I need to do to experience this? And I want to say this. Put yourself in the place where the Sun of Righteousness can shine. Get out of the shadows of discouragement and fear. And apply yourself to do the things that you know to do that is right. Do you know sometimes we can get sidetracked and distracted with the things that aren't right in our life. And if we're not really careful, we'll stop doing the things that we know are right to do. And you find people, they get way, way off course. And you wonder, how did they get there? And sometimes you have to go way back and you find that they had so much right. And one little thing happened and they began to let go of the things that they knew to do that were right. And I want to encourage everyone this morning, if you're down and you have trouble and you have a need in your life and you're in need of something new and different, the Lord has the answer for you.
Yes, He does.
And the exhortation is that while we're waiting on the Lord, be of good courage. One place said, Jesus said, continue in my word. That's the exhortation. Just keep going in the word of the Lord. Don't begin to doubt Him. Do what you know is right. Continue to apply yourself to draw nigh to God. Let your energy and your focus be on drawing nigh to God. Yes, you have some challenges over here. We're going to face challenges. But instead of withdrawing into a corner and covering up and hoping that something really good happens, get up and open your eyes and lift your chin up. We serve God today. We serve a God that has solutions that we never knew existed. We serve a God where the Scripture said He would do a new thing for us. Go forward with the key of faith and trust and do what you know is right. And the Scripture tells us, it says in the fourth chapter of Malachi, but unto you that fear my name, the Sun of Righteousness shall arise with healing in His wings. Don't you want to experience that this morning? We serve an undefeated God. We serve a God who has never experienced or tasted what defeat is. And He doesn't want His people to be a defeated people. He wants to be our God. He wants us to be His people. And He wants us to be a confident people because He's our God. And He wants us to take courage because He's bigger than the guy that's coming after us. And He's our Father. And He's promised to stay right there by our side. Will it always happen exactly when we think it, when we want it to happen? No, because He's God. But He isn't going to fail us this morning. In closing, lend your heart and your ears to the reading of the 46th Psalm. Listen to what it says. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, and they will. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. And that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered His voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob, He's our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations He hath made. in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow, cutteth the spear in sunder, burneth the chariots in fire. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. This morning, if you have a longing in your heart for something new, if you have felt that there are places in your life where there is no longer hope, no solution, if you're at a place where the way looks pretty dark ahead, and you don't know how light can possibly penetrate that darkness, I want to encourage you this morning that the Lord invites us to come to the potter's house.
Yes, He does.
For He is a master at taking that which is marred,
yes,
taking that which has been distorted, that which can no longer hold water, worn some holes in, and it seems like every time a little bit of water gets in, it just runs right out. The Lord is a God who knows how to patch that up.
That's right.
To where we can once again be filled with and retain living water.
Yes, amen.
Maybe we could stand and sing number 408 this morning. Now I come, my Lord and Savior, humbly kneeling at Thy feet. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with each one of you. Amen.